With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. We are the Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I definitely got the AC pumping in my house.
You did.
I told you, my house tends to be warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, I mean, not going to have the heater on.
It's going to be 72 today.
I'm going to go outside and just lay out in that silliness. Get that vitamin D.
I'm good for immune system. I'm going to schwack them.
You are. Yeah. Dude, remember when I went to the to Golfdom and I had to walk of shame out of there because I couldn't find a driver because my swing is so poopy with that thing? I had a tightness in my chest all weekend.
Right.
And I was like,
well,
this
heart
is
attack.
It. I was like, this is it. I'm either having the big Fred Sanford or this is the beginning of the corona kicking into my lungs.
Right.
From all my traveling.
Right.
And then it dawned on me on Thursday, I probably took 100 swings at 105 miles an hour.
Right, you pulled something.
I pulled something in my chest and my back.
All right, old man.
Yeah, and I'm still sore from it. Now, it is getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
But there was about a 24-hour period where I thought, I might have to go to the hospital. I think I'm having a heart attack.
Either you were getting the corona or you had to go to ER.
Yeah, I said, I'm either having a heart attack. I couldn't figure it out. And then I realized I was swinging no one swings 100 drivers.
No.
Full go. And as it was getting worse, I was swinging harder and harder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I know what I was doing.
I'm pretty convinced whenever Eric does pass, hopefully in, 50 years.
50?
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out.
I know. I like the optimism.
I like it too,
But when they fill out the death certificate and it's cause of death, he's going to be the first person ever to die of worry.
Right. Anxiety.
Legitimately, no, panic.
Like worry.
You're death by panic.
Death by Richard Panic.
Panic at the Disco.
Yes, correct.
I don't think that would be the first person.
Definitely got to play Panic at the Disco at his funeral.
Yeah, no, you're playing Augusta. I mean, you could play that too, but I want the Masters music.
All right, Augusta and all Panic.
I want the Masters music at my wake.
Okay, all right.
I want that. That's all I want to hear.
Hey, it's your wake.
Put it in your will.
Well, you guys know. You guys know.
By the way, a guy came up to me at the anthem.
This is so creepy because I know it's going
to
happen.
A guy came up to me at the anthem and asked me if I had any insider info on Tiger Woods because he listens to the show. And
insider.
I said, that's Evie and Lurch's department.
They don't have insider information either.
I'm pretty sure they just know the news. He's pulling out a tournament.
His back hurts. He's old man.
I think he's,
that's what it is.
I think he's stiff.
Sometimes people assume that we have insider info.
Sometimes we do. But not on this instance.
Hey, Valdez, start hoarding that Tiger gear. You never know if he's going to pass away early, too.
Well, he could. He could have like an opioid overdose.
All right, sure. So Jason is here. He showed up in the ninth segment of a 12-segment show.
I mean,
well, I thought about
day for you.
I thought about just turning around, going home. But
I would have thought about it.
That's what I said.
I was in Arlington. I was in Arlington.
So AAA came to your rescue.
No, it wasn't AAA.
Oh, it wasn't.
All right, let me tell you the story. All right, I get up at 4. Leave my house at 4:30, go get gas, I put $12 of gas in.
$12? Why do you nickel and dime it?
Because I'm a nickel
and
dime.
That's what he does. That's what he's
cheap. Do you like going to the gas station? You know you're touching germs every time you touch that thing, too, by the way.
Well, I know. That's fine.
You drive as much as anybody here just because the distance from your house to here is going to be 40 miles.
I love going to the gas station.
I always pick a number in my head.
It's very weird.
A number just pops in my head and I go, by the way.
What do you put 4 gallons in? I mean.
Oh, definitely. Tampa Bay Lightning lost to the Red Wings.
Oh, so if you lose money, you put less gas in?
The Rockets at home lost to Orlando. Yeah. How do you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So where was I?
I don't know. You're putting gas
in. Putting up $12.
So this is what I pick a number in my head. And if I go over it. So
you have to go to another number.
Like 1201.
Yeah. So if I go to 1201, I got to go to 13.
Sure. Right. Yeah, it has to end on a round number.
And you pay in cash too, right?
No, no, debit.
You know, World Health Organization said stop using cash, just so you know.
Well, I'm the number one cash guy in the world. That's all I do.
Cash is king.
But no, I used the debit this morning.
Yeah.
But so I get on the road, you know, 440-ish, going down 66. Worst road in America. No, first one's 81. Second worst road in America, 66.
Big surprise, they're all in Virginia.
Inside the Beltway. Potholes everywhere.
Yep.
Right? Everywhere. There was one on the left side of 66 a couple weeks ago, and I hit that. Luckily, no damage.
Right.
I guess they repaired
it. Do you have low-profile tires? Or they just
kind
of average?
I don't know. I guess they're kind of low-profile. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
you know,
those are vulnerable.
I wouldn't even know what a low profile tire.
Well, like what I had on my silly Bentley.
Yeah.
Like very low profile.
But what does that mean? So that
like
you
the thickness
see less
of the tire.
They don't look very thick. Yeah.
Very thin tires.
So you just see mostly rim.
It's like a sport package.
Yeah, it's like a sporty look, yeah. but it's uncomfortable. It's a terrible drive, and you get and your wheel busts all the time.
Right. That's why you got
it's terrible.
A pebble will give you a flat tire.
I had 100 of those when I was driving that Fentley.
But that's why you got the rims from our boy Q-Ball.
That's where I got it.
I mean, that's such an old recall.
What was the name of the place?
I can't remember. I think it was the hookup.
All right.
So that was a couple weeks ago on the left side of 66, right? Yeah. So then, because I hit that, so then I started just driving on the right side. There's a certain point where I know where the potholes are. Mm-hmm. So then I switched to the right side because I don't know if they repaired those ones on the left.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm driving down, listen to VSiN radio, listen to, they're recapping all my bad beats.
Right.
Boom. I hit another pothole, and it must have been the size of Vermont, right? Because I knew right away it was popped.
Right.
And it was about a half a mile before Lee Highway, like the Spout Run exit.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It's just an awful road. So I pulled over on 66, but I'm thinking, I'm going to die. I can't. And by the way, I'm not on Kevin Harvick's pit crew.
Right.
So it would take me about an hour to change the tire.
An hour, yeah, at least.
So I pulled over and I said, I can't sit here. No. I mean, I can't even see anything. It's too dark. So I got back into my car and I rode on the flat tire to the next exit, which was Lee Highway. Get off on Lee Highway. I'm looking around. I'm just looking for anywhere there's light. Pull up to the left. Luckily, there's a Toyota dealership like a quarter mile up.
Okay.
And it's, you know, there's a lot there which lit up so I could see what I was doing. Front left tire, blown out. There's damage to the back left tire, right? So two tires are fainty. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So I start texting, like, people, and no one's up.
Right. How would they be up?
The dealership's not even open yet.
Yep.
I'm like, what am I going to do?
Stranded.
I have to wait until they open.
Right.
But luckily, the dealership was there. They opened at 6.
Okay, that's nice and early.
And it was about 5:45, maybe about 5:40 when I drove into the lot. I asked the guys, like, dude, I just blew a tire. I think two tires are damaged. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, I'm not sure if we had those in stock, but I'll look. So I went in the waiting room. Luckily, they had tires in stock. And he goes, well, you kind of need four tires. And I don't know if he was blowing smoke or whatever. Mm-hmm. I said, well, there's no point in replacing just two tires. I might as well get all four. So I sat there for 2 hours. They replaced all four tires. And it took me 45 minutes to get from Arlington to D.C.
How much did the four tires set you back?
$1,028.
He's easily paying $1,500 to $2,000. Oh, I guarantee.
So this is
what
I thought about
doing. I was complaining about my $3 protein bar, which is a candy bar.
You're good.
I didn't spend $1,028 this morning.
This is what I thought about doing.
Yeah.
I thought about telling them, just put the spare on the front left.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
then, I would just ride on the spare. But see, I'm playing golf today, so I don't have time to go to priority.
Right.
Because they would hook you up?
They might.
Still got to charge you for the tire. I'm not going to give you a free tire.
You don't want to wheel around on a donut all day.
They might not charge you the labor.
No, but you understand, I had two damaged tires.
Yeah, no, I do.
So I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even put the spare on and drive on that.
Yeah.
But so I had to sit there and wait for them to replace four tires.
Yeah.
And I left there at 8 o'clock.
Your day got off to a horrible start.
What time did I get here?
About 8:40.
Yeah. Right. How far is Lee Highway from here? Like 100 yards? It took me 40 minutes to go from Lee Highway in Arlington to Half Street.
Yeah. Traffic pays our bills.
It's a terrible morning.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
Where are you playing golf?
I'm playing golf.
Let me guess. Some terrible muni.
River Bend.
River Creek.
Oh, River Creek.
Yeah.
It's going to be an oldie but goodie.
So, yeah, I got here at 8:40.
It's a good thing you have a hookup for the golf because you dropped four figures on your tires.
Oh. We love Philip.
I was just so bitter.
When was the last time you paid for golf?
If he goes to Ocean City, he probably pays, right?
I haven't been there in a while, though.
Be honest. Tell the people.
I don't know.
And the thing is, he only
plays... That's the honest answer.
And he honestly only plays country clubs, and he's not a member.
And it... Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's amazing. No. He is America's golf
He's an
guest.
Honorary yeah. member at probably
king,
half
dude,
dozen
I
clubs.
I dubbed him the king of Ashburn a long time ago, and I was 100% correct.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wasn't the king of Ashburn today.
No, you weren't.
$1,028 on four tires.
No, you're the pauper of
Why don't
Arlington.
Why you tell your boy Ralph to hook up the roads?
I mean, I don't understand. Why don't just
I don't know if the governor's
the
in charge of that. I would think so.
Why don't they just fix the roads?
I don't know.
Because I think they all happen at the same time, and then they're overwhelmed.
And
hey, you know what?
There's no way I'm the only guy who blew a tire today.
Here's why.
On that road. Because that pothole was so big and so deep, I guarantee there were multiple cars blowing tires.
We should be understanding because there's been so much snow to make all the potholes.
Right.
It's opening up potholes on the road.
It's the most mild winter of all time.
Right.
On record. We got like 0.8 inches of snow, and there's potholes everywhere.
I don't understand.
I understand. Usually you see signs for road work, and there's nobody working. They just don't have the workers to keep up with it.
Oh, I mean, 66 just sucks. And you wonder why I don't ever come into D.C.
Oh, I don't wonder. Well, I know why you
that's
don't.
That's one of 4,000 reasons. Is
all right, let's real quick. Let's go to Darren calling from Aldi. He wants to touch on our old debate, about darts.
Jason wasn't here. Jason, do you think bags, which is now on TV, cornhole, do you think that is similar to darts in terms of skill level? To me, it's basically the same thing.
In terms of skill level?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's hand-eye. I mean, you got to have a little athleticism to throw bags, I think. Darts?
Oh, I don't think so.
A little
it's
bit.
About the same.
A little bit. I mean, to get a.
I mean, I literally think you could teach
feet.
A dog I think to launch dart, a bag.
I think the dart skill level is higher. Though
Thank
usually,
you.
When guys
Thank
are playing
you.
Darts, they're also drinking beers.
Correct.
Yeah. Same with cornhole.
Everybody's drunk playing cornhole. Literally, no one's ever played
well,
same, and not
I
been
don't
drinking.
Know. I mean, I've never
same
thought
with
about
darts.
It. How do you guys get on these discussions?
Because competitive eaters are losers. And then they were trying to bring up loser professions. Like, what do I think is.
I basically say it's the same. Like, competitive eating. Billiards
way above that.
Darts.
He has no regard for the skill of those guys. Their fine motor skills are ridiculous.
They're
not about the same.
Sure.
Oh, my God. We should get an exercise physiologist.
I don't know. Competitive eating is kind of like powerlifting. The same thing. You're training your body to do something.
I have more respect for powerlifters.
I don't know how they do it.
Powerlifters are monsters.
I don't know how the guy eats 15 Whoppers in 5 minutes.
He's just a big, fat loser. Just sits around and stuffs his face all day. I mean, it's
Chestnut?
Yeah.
I thought Chestnut.
Yeah, but
was
not
skinny.
Everybody can do. You're making it sound like everybody, like Drab, could just sit
he
around and eat 32 Big Macs.
And he stretched his stomach out, and then after he eats it, he pukes it out.
Yeah, it's training.
Okay. Yeah. And you think darts, same thing.
Okay,
I'm just saying,
any idiot can do that.
And pretty much any idiot can play darts. If you
you're
practice.
100% wrong.
If you practice.
100% wrong. Darts it takes a real skill.
Yeah. Well, I think bags does too, but that's just me.
I think bags. I mean, and I literally think you could teach a dog, put a bag, and then you could launch it.
What's the difference between this and that?
Yeah,
there's really
it's
not
way
much.
More you precise.
You have to have really good
bags.
Aim.
It just lands. It slides. There's no precision.
But you need to know how to slide. You need to knock
All
off
right.
the other bags.
All right. Is Darren in the Darts Hall of Fame?
That's what he said.
Darren.
Yes.
There's
yes,
a Darts Hall of Fame.
I'm
going to
look it up.
Yep, National Darts Hall of Fame.
How much would you practice each day?
Well, when I was playing competitively, I practiced 4 to 5 hours a day.
Thank you.
Minimum.
Thank you.
Okay.
Where did you... And hold
Thank
on.
Thank you for what?
What's
well,
I mean, deal? Do competitive eaters do that?
I mean, clearly they're practicing eating.
Not 4 to 5 hours a day.
By the way, this website looks straight out of like 2001. It looks nubs.
Is he in there? Darren,
I don't know.
When did you get,
buy
get inducted?
Can you buy your bust? Buy your way in?
2004.
Where is the Hall of Fame?
So there is no physical
it's on the
Hall
internet.
Of Fame.
Oh,
it
so
is.
It's not a building. It's,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
There's no building yet. There's right. a fund to build a building.
I got
to
say this.
Hey, Darren
this
Parzo, there he is.
Is it his own website?
Picture he put.
It looks like Bam Bam Bigelow.
This is Drab, but pretty silly athletes.
Yeah.
I didn't say he had to be an
like
athlete. I said it takes fine motor skills.
Hey, these guys are joking. All right, I'm just saying.
Let me see.
Hold up. What was your biggest takedown, like your biggest prize in the dart world?
He looks like Robert Kelly.
Probably about $3,500 in a weekend.
$3,500. That's a good score.
That's about what Joey Chestnut makes. He makes like five G's.
Now, times are different now. You get to the world stage, you win the world championship. In American dollars, you're winning $750,000.
Hold on. In darts?
In darts.
So hold on. How old are you? How old are you?
48.
Did you retire?
Pretty much.
Would you lose your fastball?
You know what? It's funny because as you get older and having bad knees, bad back, and all that stuff, the longer you're standing and you lean a little bit when you play and all that.
These guys are joking. They think that throwing darts is easy. They have no idea.
Bad knees.
He's a heavy set guy.
Play darts. Money up.
Huh?
We don't need to talk about darts, DL.
Any idiot can play darts.
Do you think your skill would destroy him blindfolded?
Do
you think your skill is greater than a guy who plays cornhole?
I do.
Of course it is.
Smaller target.
It's a much more precise.
Okay, but you're also closer. Hold on. You're also closer to the target.
Yeah, but there's so much. One little slip of the finger, it comes off wrong, and you're off by a quarter of an inch. You missed your target.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a game of millimeters.
Okay. I mean, honestly, right. I think this argument is a joke. It's not even close.
Valdez, good-looking darts champion.
Yeah,
darts Hall of Famer.
This is not even a competitive argument. It's a slaughtering.
What are you talking about?
A professional dart thrower has so much more skill than a dummy throwing bags. Some drunk on ESPN.
But those guys, the drunks on ESPN.
Okay, they're the best.
They're the best of the best.
I know, but
most of the people that play bags are the dummies you're talking about. They can't even hit the board.
Right.
And that's most of the people in dart world.
Most people playing darts don't know what they're doing.
I watch the guys on ESPN play bags.
Yeah.
They don't look any different than when my mom plays it in the Outer Banks.
Oh, come on.
It looks exact same.
They would destroy your family.
I just don't know how you put like a darts player so much above
because
of
the fine motor skill.
Things.
I don't think you need really great fine motor skills to play bags, honestly.
I think you, well, maybe not as much as darts, but.
I mean, it's a very precise. Same thing with billiards. Same thing. Billiards is a very precise game.
All right, what else you got, Darren?
Nothing. He's a darts champion.
I also want to say that Lurch definitely is the King of Ashburn. I used to run the Buffalo Wild Wings at Dulles, and I had to hook him up a couple times.
Thank you very much. Shocker. Thank you for doing that. You're a good man.
Shocker.
Actually, he said I didn't have to, but I did anyway, because I wasn't going to be the guy to say no to the King of Ashburn.
Right. Did he give you a good tip? He usually tips pretty well.
Well, I was the manager, so he did take care of the bartender really
didn't
well.
Didn't your boy used to own that place?
Yes.
Osama?
His brother still does, I believe.
Is that right? Buffalo Wing Factory, Buffalo Wild
Wings.
Oh, that's
the Wing Factory. Right.
Okay, a little different.
I got you.
Gotcha.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Darren.
Buffalo Wing Places.
All right, thanks, guys.
Got it. We had a Hall of Fame dart thrower.
Again, no physical Hall of Fame. I always crinkle my nose at that.
Do you think there's a Bags Hall of Fame?
There will be eventually.
Gates is in it.
That's a zig of the week on a Monday. I like
it. It's early.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk some college hoops and the Maryland Terrapins, specifically with Jeff Ehrman coming up in about 15 minutes. He covers the Terps for InsideMDSports.com. They got a much-needed win yesterday to clinch a share of the Big Ten. Heading into, of course, the conference tournament, followed by March Madness. So we'll get into that in about 15 minutes. One thing I want to bring up, I was trying to look up the spring training stats for Carter Kieboom. I've been intrigued. And
he had two hits yesterday.
But I heard that he had another error. Like, I'm kind of like obsessing about that. But it's like you keep hearing about errors from Carter Kieboom at third base.
Well, no, I told you, he's a butcher in the field.
Well, hold on. It's a new position for him.
Yeah. But that,
so you got to expect some gaffes.
No, I know, but I think it's more than they're hoping.
Oh, I'm sure it is, but, I mean, it's not like he's going to be Brooks Robinson over there.
No, it might be so bad that they can't start him. They can't start him. We'll have to see. How many does he have so far?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm trying to look it up.
Handful, maybe? Maybe three or four?
I can't find their stats.
But if his bat is working and they can offset that, I mean, you got to have someone there that can hit. Right, you got to have someone. I mean, you're not going to replace Rendon's numbers, but you have to have someone that you can rely on to get on base a few times a week. And right now, that's a big question mark too. Although he did have two hits yesterday,
I would think that it'll work out eventually.
They're not worried about his bat. But they're not.
Rizzo's philosophy of drafting shortstops. Because shortstops, it's the toughest position to field, and maybe when you move over to third base, there's definitely an adjustment.
Definitely.
Playing the hot corner, different angles, throwing the ball, and things like that. But you would think the shortstop is able to figure that out.
But here's the
thing. That's what they're banking on.
What are the other options?
Oh, they'll have to play the other donks.
You're going to put Castro over
there? They have to play the donks, yeah. They have to rotate around. So Castro plays some, Cabrera plays some, Howie plays some.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do. In my opinion, that's what they'll do until they think they can bring him up.
I don't think that's a great option either.
Keep
I don't think
it is. Three errors. Three.
Are they all throwing or fielding? Because didn't Davey say or Mike say that they were?
How would I know?
He's having more issues with the throw, right? The glove is fine.
Right.
It's the throw. It's the footwork. Which, you know, they should be able to figure that out.
He might need a sports psychologist. That might be mental.
I think it's footwork.
That's what they said.
I know, but I don't think the errors have been strictly throws.
Yeah, so he's got three in, I don't know how many games he's played.
What, nine games?
11 games.
11?
All right.
It's not a great rate.
One every three games or so.
No, it's not.
One every three games. Yeah. What is that? But do the math on that. Is that 50 in a year?
I just think he's going to get better. He's going
to
get better.
He has to get better.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to close the door. I know EB's got this whole coronavirus thing because I'm hearing outside conversations.
How are you hearing anything?
I can hear it. I don't have silly noise canceling.
We'll go close.
Just stop talking. There. I don't want to be in here breath.
I'd rather just be surrounded by our breath than all the breaths coming in from out there.
I think circulating air is better.
Well, it'll circulate underneath the door.
It's not.
It's a little quieter in here.
It's not. Well, we can, at 9 o'clock, we can close it. I get sized for the fresh air.
By the way, this one is Charlie Weiss, an insider. I just turned my head to the left, and it's Adam Schefter. And underneath it says, Tom Brady told Charlie Weiss he has not made a decision.
Well, maybe it's a confidant of his. Who knows?
I mean, I guess it was his offensive coordinator.
He coached him.
Well, I will say this. My opinion has changed.
Oh, really?
And I'll tell you why. Because supposedly the news this weekend was that Kraft, I guess, has decided that he's not going to step in and go above and beyond to keep him. That Kraft is going to stay out of it and let Bill and Tom work it out. So if Kraft is not going to save the day and write the big check, I think those two egomaniacs are going to butt heads and it's over. So now I've done a 180. I think he is gonzo because I thought Kraft would save the day, but now it appears he's not. So I think it's over.
I think you know
he's gone.
Schefter for a couple of years has been alluding to this.
They just got to get the CBA thing voted on
based on the.
I know
the
when that's happening. Has that been public knowledge? I can tell you when that's happening.
You mean when they're going to vote?
Yeah,
they've been voting.
They've been.
I know when it'll be done.
They should do it ASAP.
Still, there'll be a couple more
because
days.
The owners want to bail out.
Yeah.
I think the owners think like the players got too good of a deal.
Oh, really? They think they gave them too much?
Well, a lot of people have been critical of it, and
they
it's
might
just
hope
absurd.
That the players vote it down.
Right. There's a lot of criticism of it. Like, I know one guy in particular has been critical of it who's like actually gunning for D's job. And it's just, you know, it's crazy. I'm not going to say who.
Why not?
I just don't want to get in the middle of it.
We actually have audio of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Quarterback who's for the new deal. Here's Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I believe is an Ivy League grad.
He did go to Harvard.
I can confidently say today that I'm going to vote yes on the CBA proposal. And there's a long list of reasons why. I think first, when we met with NFLPA leadership during the season, we gave them things that we wanted to see addressed, whether it was the increased minimum salaries, the drug policy in regards to marijuana, different work conditions in terms of increased roster spots, treating the practice squad a little bit better, hours that we're able to be at work, less hitting in training camp. There was a ton of different things that we said we wanted to be addressed. You know, the increased benefits for current players, increased benefits for past players. And I think the vast majority of those were hit and addressed in this CBA. I think the most important part of the CBA, though, comes down to revenue sharing. And for us as players, revenue sharing, getting a larger percentage of the pie is important, but also the overall growth of that pie is important. And those two things both happen if we sign the CBA.
See, here's the bottom line. People that are advocating, like Robert Griffin and all these others, that, oh, we should get another percentage or half a percentage point of the revenue or whatever, are just gambling, essentially like a $5 billion gamble.
Sure.
Over, you know, maybe a half a percentage point here or a one less practice there. And it's just, I think D and the leadership, I want to speak for D. In fact, I thought D was supposed to call in today, wasn't he? When's he calling in, Drabby? We got overwhelmed with Corona. I was going to get D to call in. Maybe tomorrow I can call
I thought
in.
You said Wednesday.
I can't even remember.
You said Wednesday.
Okay.
Did you do like 2 hours on Corona before I got here?
A lot of just little
thank God, tidbits. Thank God
minutes.
I popped my tire.
but I think D believes
I was sitting in a waiting room
that and the leadership believes with the NFLPA that they've made so many strides in this deal. That just to maybe get a few less practices or, you know, maybe try to squeeze out another quarter or half percent, it's not worth risking maybe the $5 billion they've negotiated in this thing, you know? So we'll see. I hope it passes because I don't want to see a work stoppage. I think we're real
Absolutely
close
not.
To that.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be war.
And if some of the owners want the players to vote it down, and they go back to the negotiating table.
They're going
to
start all over from scratch.
And then it could be a show.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to target the 18 games.
And also, by the way, some critics, just so you know, have thrown out there that, oh, well, baseball gets 50% of the revenue. Some of these other sports get 50% of their revenue or whatever. Mm-hmm. The difference is that's after the owners take a bunch of profits out of it. And then they say, you know, they basically cook the books.
Right.
And then they say, see, the NFL, the NFLPA, they've negotiated all that out of it. So they have open books. They see it, and they can't hide the money. And so they're actually getting more revenue than the other.
So the percentage is actually good, even though it doesn't.
even though it's like 48.5%, not 50, they're still getting way more of the revenue share because the owners aren't cooking the books like they are in the other sports.
I hope that the players know that.
But I'm sure RG3 knows more than all of them because he's a financial expert.
Robert
from
probably doesn't even go to a meeting.
But you're killing RG3. You're acting like it's only RG3. It's Aaron Rodgers.
I know it's not just
JJ Watt. It's Russell Wilson. Right. It's a lot of big players in the league are against it.
But are they guys that are there?
Those are guys who are buying $30 million homes.
Give me the fans' perspective. I don't think most fans care. Owner this, that, revenue this, that.
Right.
Just kind of sliced for the 17th game.
Okay, well.
And so it's either going to happen or it's not.
I think you're going to get that. But if the players vote this down and the owners go back to the tables, they might really push hard for
it. It depends on who's playing in that 17th game. Did you really need a 17th Redskins game this past year?
I mean, I'd be sliced for another pregame check.
Yeah, you want that. But do you really want to see that product?
No.
The product wasn't that great.
I would say this. I'd rather have the 17th game than another preseason game.
That is true. Now, we can all agree on
now,
that.
Now, if you're going to cut the preseason down to 2 or 3 weeks and then still have the 16 games, I'm fine with that. But if it's one or the other, yeah, I'd rather have the 17.
All right, we're going to have Jeff Ehrman up next to talk about the Terps. But first, stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician can tackle any and all of your plumbing needs. So call Crop Metcalf today to save $50 off your next plumbing service at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and a proud partner of the World Series champion Washington Nationals.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't usually flip on the news stations, but I did and saw that the Dow had dropped 1,884 points.
Well, it's a 7% drop. That's
Jason
what's important.
Jason was just doing his 401k math.
Oh, it's just the worst day ever.
Well, let me just say this. So they've halted trading now. If it drops another 13% to a total of 13%, that'll halt for 15 minutes. If it falls 20%, they shut it down for the day.
I'm going to tell you, it's easily going to get to 20%.
The way it's going right now, not good. All right. Is Jeff Ehrman with us?
Yes. We're going to talk a little Terps, a little college hoops. Terps, of course, with the big win against Michigan yesterday, who clinched a share of the Big Ten title. And Jeff Ehrman joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He writes for InsideMDSports.com. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, buddy. So
it was fun to watch yesterday.
A big win for the Terps. They get a share of Big Ten title, first share of a conference title at all or anything since 2010. How important was that win for the program?
Yeah, I think it was important on a few levels, you know, and the big picture, just because this season was really a time that everybody, all the fans, everybody around the program kind of expected them to break through in some way. Now, of course, if they don't, you know, do anything in the postseason, it won't be looked on quite as fondly, but still it's an accomplishment that they had. They had, you know, Mark Turgeon had never hung a banner, never won a championship regular season or postseason. So it's big for that. And it's big because they avoided a total collapse, you know, pretty much after having it almost locked up outright a few weeks ago. You know, if you had managed to somehow even let the shared championship slip away, it would have been perceived really poorly by the fan base, and who knows how it would have affected the team's psyche.
Yeah, and, you know, on senior day, a lot of times the seniors can get kind of caught up in the emotion, and Anthony Cowan didn't. I mean, he was good from opening tip to the end of the game, and it was pretty cool to see him come off the court and give that big bear hug to Coach Turgeon. That was cool to watch.
Yeah, that was cool. Turgeon got a little teary-eyed about that after the game, and he said after the game that he got teary-eyed at the time, which is no surprise. I mean, he's been, you know, such a steadying influence, even though the postseason success hasn't really come with it. He's kind of been Melo 2.0 for Turgeon, although, you know, when Melo came, that he needed to completely turn around a struggling program. So Cowan inherited something that was on more stable ground, but still, you know, for him, the big thing about this season has been, you know, to win something, because he really had his career, you know, they haven't even made it past the first round of the Big Ten tournament in his career, you know, in the right. NCAA tournament, they haven't gotten the Sweet 16 or anything like that. So for him, you know, that's really big. He said it's such a great career, but if you don't win anything, it's kind of, you're going to get, you know, kind of mixed reviews and things like that. So now he can say he's the guy who led them to their first Big Ten championship, which is a big accomplishment.
Jeff, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves a bit here, but who takes all the minutes that Cowan's going to, you know, take with him when he departs College Park, and is going to bring the leadership as well next season?
Yeah, you tell me. You know, that's a tough question. Right now they've got one point guard signed, Aquan Smart, kind of an overlooked kid who really blossomed late in the spring. I mean, he looks like a nice player. It's hard to tell because of the competition he plays. He's from Illinois. And then obviously Eric Ayala is back. The question is he really a point guard? To me, he's more of a combo guard who can play the point at some time. So, you know, between those two, the question now is, do you need to add another point guard? In my opinion, I think they do. I think it'll be interesting to see if they make a run at Bryce Aiken, the grad transfer from Harvard. He's a really, really good player. I think he put up 30 on them this past year in their non-conference tournament. So, you know, it's really to be determined, and that's a big question mark, along obviously with who's going to replace Jalen Smith when he inevitably declares for the draft.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about the Big Ten tournament in Indy. Of course, they've got the bye, being in the top four, and they'll face either Indiana, Nebraska, or Penn State. Penn State's been struggling, especially on the road. Indiana has been struggling, lost a big game over the weekend that they needed against Wisconsin. Nebraska's, you know, the worst team in the league. So, what are your thoughts on kind of the bracket here in general? And they could face Michigan State again in the semis if everyone wins out. So what are your thoughts on the bracket right now?
Yeah, you never want to see Michigan State in the semifinals, obviously. If you have to play them, you want it to be in the championship. They played them a few years ago, 2015, 2016 in the semis. Actually gave them a really close game, excuse me, before losing. Before that, you know, Penn State has not played well lately. To me, they're kind of a scary team, though, for Maryland. They always play Maryland tough. They've you know, somewhat had Maryland's number the past few years. So, you know, a lot of people were glad, I think, to avoid Ohio State, who's played much better lately. I think they just typically match up better with Ohio State. So Penn State's a little scary. Indiana, they don't scare anybody, I don't think. I think they're right on the bubble, as they should be. But, you know, to me, this feels like a team that at least gets to the semis, you know, if not gets to the finals. You know, there's so much built into this season and going beyond what they've done before. They kind of have that feeling of, I'm not going to say a team of destiny because they haven't played that well lately, but with Cowan and just everything, you know, stacked up the past few years of going one and done, I feel like they should have a successful run there. But obviously the Big Ten so loaded this year that it's hard to say who's going to do what.
You know, watching that game yesterday, and you can say this for a bunch of teams, but it's not like they hit a ton of threes. They hit eight. But they shot 40%, which is like 10% better than what they've been shooting on the regular season. But they were 56% from the floor. Man, if they just shoot the ball well, they are just really, really hard to beat. You know, if they can get to 83 points, they are really tough to beat. And kind of going forward, you know, I know you're playing these neutral floors and these big arenas in the tournament, but can they kind of turn it around? Could they get on a hot streak in terms of shooting the three, especially guys like Ayala and Wiggins?
Yeah, I think yesterday was their most efficient offensive game of the season. If you get Ayala and Wiggins shooting like they did, they were 6 of 8 from 3, shot 60% from the floor, combined 32 or 34 points, whatever it was. If you can bottle that, then you can book a deep run in the tournament, barring something fluky, with as long as Maryland plays the kind of defense it's capable of playing, and you know, you don't have something fluky like foul trouble with sticks in a big game or right. Something like that. So that's really been, you know, like you said, that's been the thing keeping them from being a bona fide elite team all season, has been their poor outside shooting. Everything else is really there. If those two guys can keep it going, then they're going to be really tough to beat.
Right. Yeah, I'm surprised. Michigan's kind of tough to guard because they got the two bigs, and Wagner can go out there and shoot it.
Yeah,
they get on my nerves, the Wagners. I'm sorry. but, you know, if Sticks can stay on the floor, because behind him there's really nothing, right? But especially if you're facing a team with two big guys like that. If you can get him to stay on the floor, man, that is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, he really has stayed on the floor pretty much all season. There's been very few concerns with foul trouble. It's really incredible when you consider that he's giving up a lot of pounds to some of these other guys that he's guarding. He's so aggressive in terms of going after shots, blocking shots, and on the boards. It's pretty amazing. He's developed a really strong knack for staying out of foul trouble. So, you know, and same with Cowan. He's so rarely in foul trouble. The only time that he fouled out all season, obviously, was kind of that fluky technical foul at Ohio State. So, you know, it's not much of a concern. You never know how refs are going to call games differently once the postseason begins. But like you said, you know, with Cowan, you could afford it a little more with the depth at guard. But if Sticks, you know, if he's on the bench, you're in trouble because there's just no depth behind him.
They got nothing. Right.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, we'd like to have you for more time. We'll do it again maybe, I don't know, at some point right before the tournament or during the tournament. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds great. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Pal. All right.
It's Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com.
He's really good.
Hey, we got a giveaway. We're giving away tickets to Nick Cannon's Wild and Out this Friday at Capital One Arena, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now. You can get details at TheFanDC.com. We're going to play the very popular Caller 10 game.
It's wildly popular.
You call us at 800-636-1067, and you're going to go to a show that Cakes is assuredly going to.
I am.
Nick Cannon's Wild and Out.
I will be there. Why is everybody laughing?
You're more likely
love to wild out.
Be dead.
I do like to wild out. I'm big on that. Big on wild and out.
You said earlier you were big on social distancing. You pioneered that.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much tip of the spear on social distancing, on self-quarantining.
Are you going to self-quarantine yourself today?
Pretty much, yes.
I think I am too.
Yeah.
I may go get some food, but I'll be in and out with the quickness.
Yes,
you're not
you
going
will.
To MGM National Harbor today?
Not today.
Not today.
I'll go soon, but not today.
You will.
Yes, you
he's,
know that.
He's got some chips to pick up.
I got to get chips. It's a quest for chips.
All right, we got to get out of here for Bish. Cake, CB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny, they're up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.